Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Okay, we're going to take a break from Renee Good, Jonathan Ross, the shooting. We're going to get back to it. I just chatted with our friend Blair Anderson, the former St. Cloud police chief. Blair is such a good person, so available. He's vacationing right now, but he still has plenty of thoughts, and he's going to come back on the show and see what he has to say about the latest news today on Keith Ellison and Mary Moriarty trying to get the BCA to have them collect more information. They saying, we're not prejudging this. We want transparency. Clearly, some people who don't agree with Ellison and Moriarty aren't going to believe that. We certainly have had very strong opinions on the defense of ICE all across the country, including from the president, the vice president, Homeland Security Director, and also I see Jason Chavez, who's on CNN right now, who called Jonathan Ross a murderer. Jacob Fry, who earlier in the week said any attempt at trying to spin this is BS. I firmly believe the BCA, which is filled with nonpartisan professionals, should be involved. But we'll also add Chris Maddle, who I have great respect for. And you could podcast an interview yesterday. Maddle said when the Lundgren case was taking place, there were people within the BCA who talked to him on background who said, we're getting a lot of pressure on this case from Moriarty. Now, we should also add, and then I'll get to Matt here. Remember, Keith Ellison and Tim Walz stepped in, took the case away from Moriarty, and in the end, no charges were filed against Ryan Lundgren. So that leads us to our friend Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. We're going to keep Matt on all the way through the playoffs because who knows what Vikings news will take place. And then there's this thing called the National Football League where the numbers will be gargantuan in watching the games this particular weekend. Hello, my friend. I appreciate the patience on the lead-in with just with the news story of the week. Let's start with Brian Flores. The Ravens have asked permission. We also see a lot of people believe that the Raiders will ask permission. From where you stand today, if he does not, Brian Flores, get a head coaching job, do you believe definitely he will come back here and continue as the Vikings defensive coordinator?
I do not think that that is 100%. It's certainly the percentage chance goes up enormously that he'll stay if he doesn't get a head coaching position, because I think we all agree that no matter what franchise it is, if you get a shot to be a head coach, that you have to take it. But there are some teams, though, that are going to have their defensive coordinator positions very much up in the air who have changed coaches. I mean, you think about the Baltimore Ravens, they're interviewing Brian Flores for a head coaching job, but wouldn't be surprised if they're also having conversations about if he would be interested in coming to be the defensive coordinator. I mean, if they were to hire someone like Mike McDaniel, who to me strangely got fired by the Miami Dolphins to work with Lamar Jackson and offered Brian Flores a chance there, I think he'd have to consider it. And the team that is really looming out there is the Dallas Cowboys because they have not been shy about their interest there. They've told multiple NFL insiders. I also think that anybody who watched the game and how he toyed with Dak Prescott on all those third downs, the Cowboys were clearly impressed by that. And I'm sure also Jerry is thinking if they even had half of what the Vikings had defensively this year, they'd be competing for a Super Bowl with the way that Dak Prescott played. And why it would be attractive to Brian Flores, I mean, one, the stage is undeniable. I mean, it's a fairly big market here in the Twin Cities. You and I are proud to be part of this media. It ain't nothing like Big D, right?
No, so that's correct.
They're on national TV 10 times a year. They're on ESPN's Get Up, every single lead segment that they can fit them in. And, you know, his lawsuit is still ongoing, and that puts him in the national stage. And also, if he doesn't believe in the Vikings' ability to figure out the quarterback position, I mean, he helped them get to 9-8, if not drag them to 9-8, him and Will Reichard, for goodness sake, but he doesn't want to do that again, right? So if he doesn't believe in their direction, their chances to win, he could definitely consider something else. I mean, you have to think about just the logic of this thing. He didn't sign an extension after a 14-win season. I'm sure there was a reason for that that was not just dollars and cents.
Okay, so let's get to what would be the most salacious part of this. And our friend John Krasinski even hinted at this earlier in the week. Do you think there is any notable underlying tension between the head coach and the defensive coordinator? And that's playing a part in why he didn't just sign an extension to continue as defense coordinator, knowing, hey, if he gets a head coaching job, he gets out of that. But he could have signed that that extension as the defense coordinator, including last year. Is there any professional or personal differences from what you know as somebody who's out there constantly between the head coach and the defense coordinator?
Well, one thing I can say is that, you know, Kevin O'Connell has been very clear publicly in how much he wants Brian Flores back, and I tend to believe him because look at the success that Brian Flores has helped them have over the last couple of years on the defensive side of the ball. Two of the 3 years Flores has been here, they have not been good offensively, and the one time they were, they won 14 games. So he has every reason to appreciate the skills and talents of Brian Flores, but in terms of internal politics, when he did not sign an extension, it raised a major eyebrow for me because usually when a team wins 14 games and everything is, you know, kumbaya and everybody's happy and everybody's on board with everything they're doing, that everyone signs their extensions and wants to go back and do it again. And the one thing that I've wondered about, and this is speculation, I am not citing sources on this, but I do wonder, is when you read, you know, Diana Rossini or a couple other NFL insiders who pointed out that not every single person inside the building was comfortable with going from Sam Darnold to J.J. McCarthy. And then when the Vikings played Seattle, Flores went kind of out of his way to talk about how much he loved Sam Darnold and loved working with him and talking ball with him, and all those things kind of went into great detail. And again, the eyebrow kind of raises there. And you know,
sure.
I don't think of Brian Flores, because he's been a head coach before, as a guy who just sort of stays in his lane, sits in his office, keeps his head down. I mean, this is somebody who's going to be more of a global thinker about how the franchise can compete for a Super Bowl. And so I think that maybe part of his reasoning for, you know, not signing that extension was, well, let's see how this goes, because, you know, if this quarterback experiment fails, and we're all going to be in a lot of trouble. And hey, look, they are, and it did. So, you know, if you're Flores, you got to wonder about if you sign an extension and next year your defense doesn't play as well without Harrison Smith, say, then are you anywhere near as hot of a candidate? Can you demand anywhere near the amount of money? Like, this is a very, very, very smart individual who is one step ahead of things usually. So I guess that's the way I interpreted what John said, but, you know, there could be more to it.
Okay, let's go with this part of it. Again, our friend Matthew Collar is with us from Purple Insider. We can take a break. We can talk other things outside of the biggest story of the week, and we're getting back to it in about 15 minutes. Because he's had one opportunity, because that litigation is still there, he has to look at this job. And again, he's obviously very confident in his skills. All these guys are. For me, if he's calling me, and I don't think he's going to call me, if he calls me and say, hey, it's B-Flow, I want your thoughts. Man, like that Raiders job, I would run from that Raiders job. Like, if this doesn't work out, I don't see him getting another opportunity. So the Ravens, sign me up. The Falcons, if you believe in Penix, sure, some of those teams. But the Raiders, and I know people are going to talk about Brady and the New England contention, they are a perpetual dumpster fire. How selective is he going to be? Or is he also going to be just one of these guys saying, you know what, everybody tells you that this team was 2-whatever 1 year, 2-15, and then guess what? They're 10-7 and they're in the playoffs next year. Why should I be afraid of any job?
Yeah, I think in the NFL, you're a dumpster fire until you're not, and usually that goes along with what you do at quarterback. I was just listening to Bomani Jones talk about how Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon, should stay in college rather than going to the Jets. And my response to that is, well, didn't Caleb Williams think about not going to the Bears? And, mm-hmm. and where are they? Where are they right now? You know, how about C.J. Stroud? How do you think he felt when the Houston Texans drafted him? Or, you know, Josh Allen, look at where the Buffalo Bills were before they got him. Usually it just goes along with, do you get the right guy at quarterback? And they're probably going to draft Fernando Mendoza with the number one pick. I think also if I'm Brian Flores, is Miami any less of a dumpster fire than the Raiders? I mean, probably not, right? And
He's not going there. He's not going back there.
No,
I don't think.
Yeah. But the point is, when he got there, they were tanking for Tua.
Yeah.
And the next year, they had 10 wins.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, you can turn it around pretty quickly in the NFL with good coaching and with at least a draft pick quarterback that works out. But so far, at least from what I've seen, maybe I missed something today, but if I haven't seen that the Raiders have requested to interview Brian Flores. So it's really only been the Ravens at the moment. I think that is a great fit. Their defense needs to get turned around. And, you know, I think Lamar Jackson's connection with John Harbaugh was clearly strained there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they could get him and maybe Brian Daboll, who was responsible for, you know, Josh Allen's rise in Buffalo, at least in part, you know, that would be a pretty darn scary combination there.
The Raiders did ask me, and I turned them down. I will tell you that exclusively.
Okay.
I wanted to stay here. I was willing to do the job if I did not have to move to Vegas. They did not agree with that, and so we parted ways. Let's pause, come back with Matt, and the first question will be, who does Matt want the Vikings to sign? If it's his pick, who should the Vikings bring in as the man to compete and potentially usurp J.J. McCarthy as the Vikings quarterback next year? He's Mr. Purple Insider. The Vikings are 365 days in this town. Get Purple Insider. We'll also talk playoffs when we return with Mr. Collar.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Moments. Right back with Matt Collar from Purple Insider. Okay, Joe Burrow is not the answer. You know, coming on here and saying throw the Bengals a fourth-round pick for Joe Burrow, it's not going to happen. I don't fault Vikings fans for fantasizing about how many draft choices you'd have to give up to acquire Burrow, but that's highly, highly, highly unlikely. So you tell me, knowing who's out there as a free agent or who's a potential trade target, who do you think is the best viable option to be potentially the starting quarterback, or at minimum a vigorous competition with McCarthy to be the starting quarterback next year?
Well, first of all, after number four came here in 2009, you can never write off anything.
Are you suggesting Brett Favre is your selection?
Yes, Brett Favre, he can still sling it. There's levels to this, because what it really depends on is how they feel about J.J. McCarthy, specifically how Kevin O'Connell feels about J.J. McCarthy. History is not on J.J. McCarthy's side, even through 10 starts. If you look up the other quarterbacks and you're going to hear, he's young, he's only this age or that age, well, look up 23-year-old quarterbacks who made 10 starts and perform like this. Very few of them, if they weren't a top three draft pick, very, very few of them ended up working out. Very few of them got 3 or 4 years to continue to try to play. So the idea of the Vikings looking for other solutions is very real. They're not going to sit around and just say, well, I guess we're going to stake our future on a guy who, you know, ranked 34th in quarterback rating this year. That's not going to happen. So they will be looking, but if they believe that there's a huge step to be taken this offseason, they might look for somebody who is relative competition, but not necessarily a guy that they think is a real legitimate starter, right? Like some sort of veteran quarterback, a Marcus Mariota type. And if they want real, real competition for him, but they could still, he's expected to be able to beat that person out. Maybe you're looking at somebody like Geno Smith, who had a terrible year with the Raiders. They're going to get rid of him. But if he were to win the job, hey, I don't know, he might be able to run KOC's offense. And then there's the option where they're just totally done with this experiment and they need someone to really go win. And that's where you get to the Kyler Murray, and dare I say it, do you want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
It's a very real possibility. The Falcons just set up his contract where they will clearly be making him a free agent in March. Kyler Murray, his contract situation is similar, where they'll probably be letting him go too, in the same way that like Denver got rid of Russell Wilson and just ate the giant cap hit, because no one's going to be trading for that. And if you get Kyler or you get Kirk, they are your starting quarterback in 2026. And if that's the case, then I would prefer Kyler Murray, because I think the upside is higher. The entertainment value is definitely higher. And if you're probably not going to win the Super Bowl, at least let me have some fun.
he's fun. And again, I would have never, ever told you that Sam Darnold was going to win 14 games. I just have watched enough of the Kyler Murray experience where it's four games of, my God, he's figured it out, to three games, including two of them where you're like, what in the hell is this guy doing? You know, so I don't buy it, but it's not like, you know, Josh Allen is not going to be sitting out there. Caleb Williams is not available. Let's get to the playoffs. If Matthew Collar was only allowed to watch one of the games this weekend, which game are you picking?
I think that would be Buffalo Bills and Jacksonville Jaguars. As much as the atmosphere and the look and the vibe of Packers and Bears, and the entertainment value is probably going to be high, but I think Bills-Jaguars is two teams that could legitimately be playing in the Super Bowl. The Jaguars quietly won 13 National Football League contests this year, and Trevor Lawrence, something happened to him. I think it was probably the acquisition of Jacoby Myers, and they stopped trying that sham of having Travis Hunter be a wide receiver, and then all of a sudden they clicked. And once he took off, it's, oh yeah, this is like a Sam Darnold type story with this guy where the talent is there, the situation and the coaching and everything else just wasn't right. But the people who get really no credit because there's so much attention on Trevor Lawrence is they have an elite defense. They have an absolutely nasty front seven. And so you're going to have Josh Allen with a mediocre offensive line, a great running game, trying to battle against that defense. The Bills have been horrible against the run all year long, but they've been good against the pass. So there's Trevor Lawrence there. And both these teams could have the potential to beat a team like Denver, beat anybody else in the AFC, and go to the Super Bowl. So I think that this is the best actual football matchup of the entire weekend.
I am not suggesting the Bears are a juggernaut and this is a blowout game, but I'll be honest. I've been shocked at the number of people, whether in short doses or longer stories or dissertations, who are trying to convince me that the Packers are clear-cut the better team and they will win the game. I'm not putting any stock in a single snap of last week, okay? I'm not counting the Vikings. But to me, I just have looked at a Bears team that perpetually, it seems like we get this type of Bears team once a decade, where they just crazy finishes, turnovers, field goals, and in this case, they got a young stud quarterback. I discernibly like the Bears better than the Packers. Am I wrong?
So the line on this one in Vegas is, I think the Packers are favored by 1.5,
yes,
which is not a whole lot, right? Like that's, you know, a tight
in Chicago.
That's how I think of it. I mean, even if you look at the game that Chicago won there a couple weeks ago, Jordan Love got hurt in that game early, and then Malik Willis should have won the game. There was like a strange fumble there and then a crazy throw from Caleb Williams. I see it as being as close as you could possibly get. If Micah Parsons was on the field, I would say I think the Packers would win.
He's
but
not.
Their defense, yeah, without him, so flawed. Chicago's defense is garbage, and you saw that when they played San Francisco and gave up 42 points.
Yep.
I think this is a back-and-forth type of game. I might lean ever so slightly to the guy who's won a playoff game before in Jordan Love, but I don't know. I mean, I think that one is about as even as you could possibly get.
I will pay for us to play in the vaunted Hiawatha Hustle if the Packers win this game. I am Team Bears. By the way, the Hiawatha Hustle, I haven't played in years. It's a lot of fun. All right, my friend, hang in there. Enjoy the games. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Chad.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.